Mo Brooks on Al Senate race opponent, people would much prefer to pay money for a senator than pay money for a lobbyist. By Jeff Poor on July 11, 2021. According to polling, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, is dominating the early stages of Alabama's U.S. Senate primary contest. However, even though it is some 10 months until GOP voters head to the polls to vote in a contest that does not yet appear to be a close contest, it has been eventful. On Saturday, former President Donald Trump, who endorsed Brooks earlier this year, took a shot at Brooks's opponent, former Business Council of Alabama President Katie Britt. During an interview with Mobile Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Brooks acknowledged his earlier success. He also questioned Britt's supporters, who have bolstered her earlier fundraising total to an astonishing sum of $2.24 million in the first 23 days of her campaign. "It's looking scary, scary good," he said. "Now what I call one of the pretender conservatives had a pretty good fundraising haul. That was anticipated. When you're a professional lobbyist, you meet a lot of people that are involved in special interest group issue stances. And you would anticipate those people would much prefer to pay money for a senator than pay money for a lobbyist. So, in effect, they're trying to hire their own senator. And we knew that would be the case, that there would be huge money hauls coming in probably in each quarter. But the one thing we have going for us is that we have a track record that establishes Mo Brooks as a conservative, that I voted that way. I just don't talk that way. I voted that way. And that is an advantage that nobody else in this race has." Here are lots of candidates who go all over the place basically parroting back polling data that says what the public wants to hear, Brooks added. And then they get elected to office, and the public is left scratching their heads, saying, "Well, wait a second, this isn't what I was promised." That happens a lot in politics and in campaigns. With Mo Brooks, you know what you're going to get, and you don't know that with any other candidate because not a single one of them has ever cast a vote on a single public policy issue. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.